Caravan Palace mit Miracle auf Flux FM, ein Auszug aus der 2019 erschienenen und immer noch aktuellen Platte Chronologic, der Band aus Paris, die jetzt bei mir im Studio steht. Wir quatschen über die musikalische Neuausrichtung, die diese 2019er Platte manifestierte. Wir reden ein bisschen über die Konzertveranstaltung am heutigen Abend und unter Umständen auch schon über Zukunftspläne. Zoe, Arnaud und Charles sind bei mir im Studio. Bienvenue, welcome.
Salut.
How are you doing today? Everything okay?
Yeah, great.
Just come as close to the mic as you can.
Sure. Yeah, good.
All good so far. Where are you coming from, actually?
Yesterday we were
in Hamburg.
Oh, yeah,
ah, okay.
Hamburg.
Yeah, we are on a small German tour.
Okay.
For four shows, so quite a short one, but an excited one.
Yes, and the Hamburg show went great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah,
sounds good to me.
Very nice audience.
Congratulations on that, and congratulations on your new album, Chronologic. We've just talked about the fact that we here at Flux FM love the fact that you kind of like rearranged the system with Caravan Palace. You had huge success with electro swing songs from 2015 on, especially. Things were going through the roof. There's this one track called Lone Digger that has like 250 million fucking views on YouTube alone. Yeah. And I didn't even count the Spotify clicks on it. So you had a huge success with the electro swing, and now you dared to try something new. I think that was a really bold move, because the old school material was murder successful. But I want to say congratulations on that, because I like the new music a bit more. I'm sorry.
It's
pretty egoistic to say it like that. But when did you realize maybe we should try a new direction? Maybe we should give a little hip hop, make a little space for a little hip hop influence and stuff like that.
I think it was pretty natural. I don't know, just because we were listening to that kind of music at this time, and maybe because a lot of people, when electro swing has grown, a lot of people started to do the same, and it became a little boring, maybe.
Yeah.
So it was quite natural to evolve.
Yeah. No, that's the funny thing, because electro swing, there was a few players who did it in the very beginning, and they mixed those 20s, those influences of music that was made 100 years ago in the 20s of the 20th century, and mix it with the stuff that we have now, like the super deep bass drums and all that electronic stuff that you're working with right now. And once that the idea got spread around, everybody's like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. and it worked on the dance floors. One has to admit that.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
if one's listening to electro swing in a really nice club and it's played loud, you can't resist but dance. So there's something in there.
Yes, but there's different way to do it. In a lazy way, you can just use a very like catchy clarinet sample or whatever, and then a house beat. But you can still mix old and new in a more subtle way. That's
sure.
what we try to do, because we keep this passion, having this passion for like old stuff too. But
yeah,
we just try to mix it in a more subtle way.
Yeah, yeah. And there's still some swing in that new record, kind
of course.
But it's not like the old school definition of this one genre called swing that was really popular 100 years ago. It's like, it's a new take on it,
I think.
Yeah,
it's more jazz influenced.
Yes.
So inside you have swing and other stuff, but yes, it's just more like bigger influence than just swing ones.
Yeah, yeah. And there's more lyrics on that record. And I've read about the fact that it was really painful for you guys to write more lyrics, because you weren't used to it on the first hand. And then it got difficult, because You asked some American friends to kind of help you out, and then they were like, yeah, if you want to say it, you must say it like this. And you were like, no, but yeah, but then the rhyme disappears. And then you had to start all over again. So it was a painful kind of a situation for you, Zoe, you do write the lyrics together as well, right? Don't you?
Right, and we have some friends who are American who help us to speak a good English, actually.
Yeah. And it was painful, or...?
Yeah, it was. It's just like the whole process was painful, because we started a long time ago. So I'm the singer, so I'm more interested in lyrics from the beginning. But the guys, they were more interested in the sound of lyrics first, because of the musical influence of like scat things and stuff.
Yeah.
And then it started to be more like, okay, what should we talk about? Okay, so I like to talk, because we were a band, so this one wanted to talk about, like, I know he said, yeah, I'd like to talk about this car. And I'm like, I don't even know that this car exists. And okay, so let's talk about feelings. I'm like, no, pussy songs. Like, I'm okay, so it's more like this thing to be all together around an idea.
Yeah.
But it's also interesting because you're still surprised about the result.
Yeah, and I think that's something that you can get better in with just doing it for a few times. You know,
sure.
I think when you work on the lyrics for the next album, it's going to be easier already because
exactly.
you know which things are there to be discussed before you start writing, and
yep.
then find a topic and then go for it. You'll probably
yes,
it's
right.
going to be more easy.
Yeah,
and actually, we discovered the fact that people sing the lyrics. On stage now, mm-hmm. very joyful.
That's nice.
Yeah, to see words more than a.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, but I mean, to just get along with a jazzy singer on stage, like in the right timing, it's super. That is really hard. You have to be a jazzer yourself to be yeah. like lip sync that.
But then you have the Miracles one, so it's easier to sing
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and that's cool. I think that's really cool. And I've read in interviews that you were kind of surprised that people. Knew the lyrics and were singing along, even in Mexico or something,
yes.
right?
Actually, yeah. more in Mexico than in France, I guess, for now.
Cool. Well, as I said, congratulations on that. When you do live shows now, how does the old school material mix with the new stuff? Is it easy to create a playlist that works?
Not that easy. We're trying to, but yeah, sometimes you can... I don't know how to say that. Maybe there's a lack of production in the old ones, mm-hmm. which is like more mono in the sound, and the new songs are very stereo and like large and
yeah.
everything, more precious too.
The room is bigger.
Yeah, but it's cool to play the old ones.
Yeah, it makes them a contrasted
yeah.
Set, you know?
Yeah.
With the tempo, with the sound, with the production, with the voice.
I want to listen to another song of yours that we've played a lot in the last few months. It's called Moonshine. And then let's talk about the production a little bit as well, because I know that you all have your various little studios and you keep sending stuff back and forth. And I think that's an interesting way. And I really find it interesting that you all are on the same page now when it comes to a sound philosophy. You know, you all seem to be like, yeah, that's what we do right now. And nobody in the band is like, ah, I miss that. I miss that Lone Digger.
No, yes, right.
You know what I'm saying? That's cool.
Yes.
That's something that's important, I think. Let's listen to Moonshine first, and then we'll talk a bit more, and we'll give away tickets Caravan Palace heute Abend im Huxley's jetzt noch bei Flux FM. Caravan Palace mit Moonshine. I like that sped up guitar or whatever it is. I love that fact. A little speed on it and it's great sounding. Caravan Palace, nochmal gehört auf Flux FM. Die Band aus Paris spielt heute Abend im Huxley's und wird dort die Stücke vom 2019 erschienenen Album Chronologic nochmal live performen. So the live performance of those new songs, I mean, you are the three persons who write the stuff, but on stage there's more people. I think there were even more when the electro swing was happening and was the main source of income for you guys. But how many people are on stage right now?
Seven.
It's still
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Same outfit.
Well, actually, we're six musicians and a dancer now.
Ah, nice.
Yep.
Ah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So you've added a little visual information to the whole set.
Yeah.
Kind of like dancey yeah. information. I've just established that you guys all work on the music. And I've read that you all have several studios, separate studios at home, and you have one studio where you work it all out, I think. How do you avoid getting lost in music when you all have your own studios? Because that's something that always happens to me when I try to write a new song, and I sit at home with my Audio Logic, and then I'll spend like 4.5 months on the sound of the bass drum. And then I'm like...
That's the story of every musician. Like.
It's totally normal.
We just don't avoid it.
Okay, cool. That's.
But that's the cool thing of being a band is like because if you take too long for something,
mm-hmm.
like they put the pressure on you. It's like, hey, we need that. Okay, bring it back. And like, give me one more week. It's too late.
Yeah.
But we changed it.
But I've also read that if one guy is sending out stuff to another member of the band and asks for an idea, and if it comes back real quick, then it was a good idea.
Good sign, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Definitely. If you have no answer for, I don't know, 6 hours, it means like, okay, I'm not on the good way.
Yeah.
This is for my personal
cool.
solo album.
Yeah. As long as you don't get blocked by the other person, I think everything's okay. No, I can't write him emails anymore. I think he's disappeared. So You're going to play those songs live tonight in front of people, and then you're going to then you're going to tour a little bit more. Where are you going again when you're leaving Berlin?
After we're going to München.
Ah, okay, Munich. Yeah.
Then we're back in France for a week, and we are for 1 month tour in France.
Oh, nice.
And yes. Switzerland.
And Switzerland and
Belgium.
Spain.
Belgium,
and
yeah, and Spain. Yeah. Mm. Europe.
Basically, it's Europe. Yo. So do you have any plans to write and record more stuff already? I mean, it's not that long ago, but do you constantly write as a band? Have you already prepared new music, or are you going to tour this record and then start working on new stuff again?
We should try to write new stuff. But when you're touring, it's quite exhausting and you're not at home. So we're trying to do some stuff in the dressing rooms or in the tour bus. But
you can work for an hour or two, but sometimes you need some time, you know, to focus. Yeah, yeah.
And one thing that can happen if you ride on the road is like you come up with songs like "On the Road Again," or "The Boys Are Back in Town." I don't know if you want that.
Home. Yeah, right. No, not the kind of cheesy thing. But we have music videos coming out soon, so
okay,
we're
cool.
Working on that. Yes. So
yeah. Actually, two music videos. Mm-hmm.
For songs from that Chronologic record.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Maybe for the song you just
maybe. Peut-être.
Oui.
Who knows?
Quel suspense.
So, guys, I want to thank you for visiting Flux FM for the first time.
Thank you.
I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show and for the rest of the year. And as soon as you have new music, please send it over to us. Congratulations again for that new approach. I really love that new approach. Thank you for doing
that.
Und wer heute Abend aufs Konzert gehen möchte, zu Caravan Palace in Huxley's, der kann uns jetzt anrufen. Unter der 030 2000 9000 Berlin 2000 9000. Das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir schicken euch zu Caravan Palace ins Huxley's. Thanks again. Merci beaucoup. Au revoir.
Merci. Bye bye. Have a good day.